Big farms are not always the bad guys. Hello and welcome, everyone, to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. A young farmer recently delivered a message to Congress. Just because a farm is big doesn't mean it's bad. Jonna Miller has more.
Many people base their opinions about animal agriculture on nostalgia versus facts, according to Missouri hog farmer Chris Chin.
They think that we should raise our animals the same way that farmers did 50 years ago. But 50 years ago, life on the farm was harder for the farmer, harder for the farm family, and harder on our hogs.
Chin testified before the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. The point of the hearing was to educate senators on modern farm animal production.
Our hogs are housed in climate-controlled facilities. This allows us to not only raise our hogs, but it also allows us to protect our environment. We monitor daily rainfall, we test our soil, and we use best management practices. This is only a very short list of the many things that we do to protect our environment and keep our farm productive.
Chin says adequate regulations to protect the environment are important, but lawmakers and regulators need to use science and common sense.
Please do not assume that just because my family farm may be big, that it must be bad. When you consider enacting new legislation or rules and regulations upon us, please keep in mind the impact that these rules and regulations will have on farmers like me, because without farmers, my rural community will die.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And there's no doubt that message can be repeated from farmers all over the country, and especially right here in Tennessee. Well, a lot of farm activity is still a lot of what you can see at the Tennessee State Fair, taking place all this week in Nashville, from the giant pumpkins and other award-winning vegetables and crops to the numerous livestock shows. The State Fair has a lot to offer for anyone interested in the ag industry. Today features a mule and hog show at the livestock arenas, and all week plenty of livestock shows and lots to see at the exhibit buildings to showcase our state's number one industry. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.